partnered with Jeff Scott, president, of course, of the Great Plains Canola Association. Jeff, I know, of course, canola harvest is just wrapped up. You didn't have too many fields this year, I know, to harvest from this 13 crop because of some earlier problems, what with some freeze and drought problems, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We harvested about 50% of our planted acres this year. We lost quite a few acres to drought, early freezes, wind, you know, things like that. So we pretty well had the whole ball of wax thrown at us this year.
What about the acres that you were able to salvage? How'd things go?
We had a predominance of it turn out from 30 to 35 bushel per acre, so still satisfactory yields for the conditions that we were hit with. So, you know, better luck next year is a farmer's motto.
And you were in an area that, I mean, pretty dry. I mean, you were just really hanging on with drought-type conditions the entire growing period, right?
Yes, even in the fall, you know, as close as 5 to 7 miles away, I'd have neighbors getting inch and a half, 2 inches of rain, and I'd get a tenth. So we were kind of really located in a dust bowl area, and this was a year that a little earlier planting than what I like to see paid off. They got some, was able to still have some moisture there while I waited on some later rains and goofed up again.
Let's talk a little bit about the Great Plains Canola Association. You continue to, this crop continues to evolve, got more interest. You got about 350 people here today at this conference. I know that makes you feel like this thing is starting to really take off.
You know, I keep wondering when we're going to hit a point of saturation. You know, how many conferences, how many meetings that we have, are we oversaturating people? And I walk into a program like this today. We've got 340 seats at tables and walls lined with people, as well as vendors in a back room, you know, manning booths. And so, you know, still great turnout, great participation. I think that the interest in this crop is increasing. And I'd like to see between 400 and 500,000 acres go underground this fall throughout the region.
From what you've talked to our folks that are our various companies have got seed available, we got enough seed to match those acres?
I think that from what I've talked to from the various companies, they've been really kicking up their production of seed this year. We've been real tight on seed the last couple of years. It had probably held down some planted acres. And I know the companies are coming on board with that. So hopefully we have enough seed out here for everybody and we can just keep growing this thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the policy things. I know that y'all are working with the U.S. Canola Association and watching things like the Farm Bill debate right now. How important are some of these farm policy decisions for the canola producer?
I think for the canola producer as well as a farmer, rancher in general, they're utmost importance. You know, we're coming in here with all these question marks hanging over us. What is the direction policy's going to go? What is going to happen with crop insurance? You know, we've got our financial industry out here wondering what is the safety net going to be for these farmers as we are renewing production loans and stuff like that for them. So it's of key importance that we come out with good, sound policy that stabilizes agriculture, which is one of the bright spots in the nation's economy.
When you mentioned crop insurance, I know that the industry's been working as a fledgling industry, trying to work with RMA to expand counties that are automatically included in the canola coverage. Are we having much luck in getting that accomplished?
You know, we're taking a very cautious approach to that. We want to make sure that we're actuarially sound as we expand counties that have the full coverage. We've opened some counties in Kansas this year for full coverage. And so it's a process that we need to make sure we stay actuarially sound and don't prematurely drive up premium cost in areas that would hamper the farmer's ability to get crop insurance.
So in Oklahoma for the 2014 crop, we were still about a dozen counties?
We're still at 11 counties. We are evaluating data for possible expansion next year of counties, but it has to be done in a very cautious approach to this. If we get into areas that we have too great of losses and stuff like that, it becomes actuarially unsound to the pencil pushers, mm-hmm. and your premium cost increase. And that's something that we're trying to balance is cost of the premium to the producer with having those counties open. With that being said, we still do have written agreement insurance available throughout the region, and you just need to make sure that you work with your agent, get that paperwork done, get it turned in time, and you've still got insurance there.
Of course, we've got some agents that are experienced with that because it's a pretty good stack of paper you got to turn in for each policy.
We've got some highly experienced agents out here, and we've got some that need some more education. So it is quite a stack of papers. And then that gets sent in, and it has to be approved. And a lot of times you don't know whether you've been approved until you're already putting seed in the ground. So, you know, it can make you awful nervous. So I don't think the decline rate is very high for people not getting covered. So it's a process that we have to work through right now, and the producers just have to have the patience and work with their agents to get through that process.
Last question, Jeff, is you think about how this industry's grown. I mean, we're, what, maybe 10 years into this whole project of initially introducing canola as a rotational crop for wheat. It's still that, but it is more now.
It is more now. It's a very profitable standalone crop, but I think one of the big things that we need to keep in mind in this region is the high dockage, high FM levels. As we look at our grain elevators, what they have to do to sell wheat. You know, they're having to sit here and blend and scalp and do these things to clean up and make a marketable product. When, as a canola producer, you can bring to the table on your grain side of your industry good, clean wheat with no FM, no dockage, and you bring that into an elevator system, that's a gold mine for them, because now they have some really super clean, top-quality product to blend with. So not only is it a good standalone crop, it increases your wheat yields and it makes life a lot easier for the elevators.